This? Sorry? Candy.
Oh.
Before we get started, these folks in the blue vest, the ones that just left, the ones here, give them a big round of applause. They give. They have a lot of time and effort. They've been doing something like napping or eating or doing something more fun than this. God, they do this for the love of you and the community. So today we're talking about building your own Postgres DBA out of available MySQL DBAs. And Dave Stokes, I'm a technology evangelist for Percona. 2 years ago, I joined Percona. Before that, I was on the community team for MySQL. Started MySQL AD that went through Sun and the Oracle acquisition. Origin story, 2007, I'm hired to join MySQL AB, which was then a cute little startup company, and became the, well, went from being a PHP programmer to being the running the certification group. So if you want to get certified being a DBA or developer, I was the guy who signed off on your application. The big trouble I had was that hiring managers would call me and they'd say, it's hard to find a MySQL DBA. And I said, well, we have a list of folks who are recently certified on the website. And yeah. By the way, it's impossible to find Postgres DBAs. And over the past couple of years, or several years, I've noticed it's still that problem with getting DBAs. Oops. Okay. So in economics, this comes down to a make versus buy decision. If you're out on the free market trying to buy a DBA, it can be expensive. You're also not quite sure what you're going to get. But if you have folks who run MySQL databases and they're fairly confident at it, you might have a good chance of converting them over to running Postgres. This is the definition of make versus buy for those who are interested in that. So why MySQL DBAs? There's a lot of them out there. They have basic knowledge of what a database does, what you do to it, what you don't do to it. They know the care and feeding, watering, and taking care of the basics. They're usually Postgres curious. You know, for years they've heard, yeah, you know, MySQL's okay, doesn't do this right, and Postgres is so much better. And they keep going, yeah, well, sure, but yeah. Eventually the curiosity gets to them. Also, there's a lot of similarities between MySQL and Postgres. Both were started by a guy named Michael who tend to piss people off by the things they say. So, also, when you show them some of the goodies that Postgres has, it becomes very, very attractive to them. Also, in the past couple of years, we've had a lot of folks who were DBAs for businesses who have seen their data taken from underneath them and pushed up in the cloud. What they're doing now is either boring or redundant or not what they want to do, and they're looking for another opportunity to be database administrators. So how do you recognize MySQL DBAs? Now, I recognize some folks in this room. A couple of them are kind of scooting down in their chairs. First sense are t-shirts and coffee cups. You'll see a whole bunch of wide variety of them. And some of them are kind of cute, some of them are clever. Others are kind of scary, but if you know that they're not a Postgres DBA, but you know they admin a database, you might see some of these signs around. So, Postgres versus MySQL differences. Both are relational database management systems, both open source, both very popular, and both are technically old enough to drink. And since that's true, oops. Uh-oh, did I not turn it on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go. So, Postgres. Postgres has better support of the SQL standards. It's governed by a mailing list, which I always thought was kind of crazy until I've seen it in action the past several years. It actually works fairly well. Active community, as you've probably seen today in this room alone. MySQL has seen this easier. It's governed by Oracle. If you're one of the folks who spent Thursday and Friday in the MySQL Belgium days, you've seen a lot of the stuff that is coming out from Oracle that may not impress you. But they also have an active community. So someone once said, the devil is in the details. Okay, so you found your candidate to make him make your brand new Postgres DBA. What do you do with them? Well, you're going to mention to them they're going to, at the end of the process, have better skills, be cross-trained, have better job opportunities, and to now complain about don't knowing two databases. How many folks here run more than one database? Okay. And by the way, where you start is you're going to tell them you have different approaches to the same problem. Different isn't better, isn't worse, it's just different. They're going to learn a whole bunch of new tools. The basics are still the basics. You still have to do backups. You still have to do restores. Account administration is very similar. Performance tuning is wildly different, but not in theory. Query tuning is a big difference in Postgres. It's a little more complicated. Then there's the really neat stuff. Postgres has two JSON data types versus just one. The merge operator, more indexes that you can shake a stick at. But unfortunately, there's some stuff that I call the, oh my God, why do we still have this stuff in 2023, should be 2024, that you need to warn them about. We'll get to that in a bit. First steps, give them an environment that's similar to what they're used to working with. The way to do this is go down and download the video rental database. Now, for you folks without gray hair, 20 years ago, if you wanted to watch a movie in your house, you had to leave the house, go to a store where they had these things made out of plastic, either VHS or Sony Beta format, that had the movie, and you take it home and you put it in a special player. You actually had to go out and get that, and they may not have your movie in stock. Now, 15 years ago, rather than having video rentals, they actually had DVDs, which is a little bit easier because that was a standardized format. MySQL used the Sequila database, which is also a DVD or video rental database, in their documentation, training, and blogs for years and years and years. So you're going to give them a similar environment to what they're used to. And you'll talk them through how to do a simple create database, show them how to use PG Restore to load in the data. Real simple. By the way, if you've never seen one of these, this is what a video store used to look like. Okay, now that they have that DVD rental up there, have them log in. Well, they're still logged in as user Postgres, and create a user. Now, I advise you to do it as super user. You might have heard Mr. Booze earlier having great ideas of why you don't want to do that. MySQL DBAs are used to having God privileges, and if they screw it up, you go back and you show them how to reinstall the database. As I mentioned, this is dangerous. You bypass a lot of security stuff, but you want them screwing up at this level, so you learn not to do it at a higher level, which is much more expensive for you. Okay, back in their user account, they type in PSQL minus D DVD rental. That tells them that they're talking to the database of DVD rental, and they get that lovely little prompt. The prompt with the equal sign Octothorpe is warning them they have super user privilege. You'll have to